From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. This week, a group of county judges and mayors from around central Arkansas will consider lifting a six-lane limit to a 6.7-mile stretch of Interstate 30. The board of directors of MetroPlan, a transportation planning authority, will likely decide the issue at its Wednesday meeting. Here's my report. A rule limiting freeways in the region to six lanes is written into the long-range transportation planning document developed by MetroPlan called Imagine Central Arkansas. It comes from the agency's federal mandate to set the area's transportation policy. The Arkansas Highway Department has pushed MetroPlan to approve a waiver on the six-lane cap. That means the department can take a step closer to expanding Interstate 30 through downtown Little Rock and North Little Rock to 8 or 10 lanes. The $600 million project also calls for replacing the bridge over the Arkansas River. MetroPlan staff has recommended approving the waiver. Executive Director Jim McKenzie says the decision was based on studying the need to improve the I-30 bridge and rework the freeway's connecting interchanges.
What we did as a staff is say, okay, let's see if we can make these improvements that we've identified in the long-range plan and stay within a strict interpretation of the six-lane cap. And we couldn't do it.
But the plan to expand the interstate still draws a hefty opposition, as exhibited through a recent round of public comments. Last week, MetroPlan's advisory council, RPAC, voted 20-3 against recommending the waiver. Rock Region Metro spokeswoman Becca Green sits on that advisory council. She says her agency and others are simply advocating a balanced approach to transportation policy.
When we say balanced approach, we're talking about a three-pronged approach: investing in our arterial network of roads, investing in public transit, and also curbing highway expansion.
Most of the mayors and county judges who sit on the MetroPlan board do not govern over the immediate area affected, but many of their constituents commute along the 6.7-mile stretch. Cabot Mayor Bill Seipert says his decision to support the I-30 lane expansion is mostly about protecting drivers.
The current designs of the ingress, egress, merge lanes, etc., are really a large safety hazard and detriment to the motoring public, and I think for that reason, the plan that the Highway Department has come up with would begin to address that.
The State Highway Department estimates nearly 80% of vehicles entering the I-30 corridor are destined for the downtown area. Jacksonville Mayor and MetroPlan Board President Gary Fletcher also intends to vote to lift the six-lane cap this time, but he hopes the decision will not set a precedent for the eventual erosion of that limit on other freeways in the region.
Well, once you open the door, you always open the door, you know. But I think that on my part, I'm going to make it clear that on the front end that this is not going to commit me to anything in the future.
MetroPlan staff has said that widening I-30 would induce demand for more traffic on connecting freeways in ensuing decades. Little Rock Mayor Mark Stodola, North Little Rock Mayor Joe Smith, and Pulaski County Judge Barry Hyde told the Arkansas Democrat Gazette they too support lifting the cap. But a decision on the six-lane limit is just one of a few more steps in the process toward finally approving the 30 crossing project. An environmental impact study is still underway, and after the board's decision this week, they would still need to amend MetroPlan's long-range transportation plan, as well as a separate transportation improvement program document, so that federal funding can open up. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.